Malo LLA. This is the news from RNZ Pacific. I'm Don Wiseman. Tonga is in clean-up mode. Two New Zealand Defence Force vessels are in Nuku'alofa and a third is expected to leave New Zealand tomorrow. Speaking from Nuku'alofa via satellite phone, the Acting High Commissioner for New Zealand and Tonga, Peter Lund, told RNZ Pacific that the HMNZS Aotearoa has been offloading desalination equipment and trucks have been filling up with water brought in from New Zealand.
There's been a big clean-up activity. A lot of buildings have been washed down. Electricity's flowing. So on one level, there's a degree of starting to get back to a little bit of normality.
Peter Lund says phone connectivity's improving too, and he's spoken with his family over the phone. Tonga's Minister of Trade and Economic Development is reassuring the public there's minimal threat of COVID-19 being imported into the kingdom through the international emergency response. Tonga has a strict border closure in place since the start of the pandemic in March of 2020, and there has so far been no community transmission of COVID-19, with only one case arriving at the border and kept in quarantine last November. Kakalo Tonga newspaper editor Ulualo Poahila says he's spoken with the minister, Viliami Latu, and raised the public's concerns with him about COVID-19 protocols for the international relief effort.
So I was asking because there's a concern through this age and as people going to Tonga, it might take the virus, COVID virus, to Tonga. And I was told that all they do is just, it's a contactless delivery.
Queen Elizabeth has sent condolences to the King of Tonga in a message to King Tupou VI. The Queen said she was shocked by the devastation caused by the eruption and tsunami. American Samoa's Governor Lamanu Peletimonga also wrote to the King expressing condolences for the grieving families of the victims and all those affected by the tsunami in Tonga. In the letter, Lamanu noted it was with deeper sadness that American Samoa had learned of the disaster. The Pacifica Medical Association's on standby to deploy an experienced and specialised team of doctors, nurses and technical support workers to Tonga. The New Zealand-based medical team's been deployed to Tonga before to help with the measles outbreak in 2020 and Cyclone Geeta in 2018. The Pacifica Medical Association Chief Executive, Debbie Sorensen, says they've been preparing to go to Tonga since the eruption and tsunami happened.
We have a group of Tongan health professionals from New Zealand who are well-trained and able to respond to health needs in Tonga if required by the government. So we take all the equipment that we need, we make sure that people are safe, so making sure that, to the best of the team's ability, that COVID is not taken across that border.
She says volcanic ash is a major concern for people with asthma and respiratory conditions who need extra health assistance. Tonga Digicel is working to get its full network operating across Tonga. While many Tongans around the world have been able to reach loved ones, others have not been able to make contact since the eruption and tsunami. Digicel restored some of its network on Tuesday night. Chief Executive Anthony Siusiu says they've used innovation to get their service up and running so far.
To be able to provide them with at least voice connectivity and SMS connectivity for them to connect with their families is really critical, you know, to keep the spirits of the people in Tonga during this crisis.
Moana Pacifica have dedicated their first pre-season game of the Super Rugby Pacific season against the Chiefs towards raising funds for the Ofa'atu Tonga or Love You Tonga relief efforts. The pre-season game will be on Friday the 4th of February at Mount Smart Stadium, and all proceeds and donations will be going towards the Tonga disaster relief effort. Moana Pacifica Trust Chair Sir Michael Jones says, for Moana Pacifica, this game has special meaning. Not only is it their first historic hit out at home at Mount Smart Stadium, but also about supporting the Tongan community in these really difficult times. The World Bank has disbursed an initial $8 million US in emergency financing to support Tonga following the devastating eruption and tsunami. The bank says these funds will provide resources the government can use to re-establish basic services and help Tongan families most affected. It's funded by the International Development Association, the World Bank's Fund for the Poorest and Most Vulnerable Countries. The bank says it stands ready to support damage assessments to assist the government evaluate the nature and scale of damages and reconstruction. In other news, Samoa is gearing up for a nationwide lockdown after the number of confirmed coronavirus cases off a flight from Brisbane on Wednesday increased from 10 to 15. Chairman of the ruling FAST Party and Minister of Agriculture, Lauli Leotia Schmidt, revealed the increase in positive cases on television last night. He gave no details on the five new passengers that have tested positive, but said instead he expected the National Emergency Operation Committee to make an announcement soon. The Samoa Observer has said it understands Cabinet will hold an urgent meeting today to discuss a possible lockdown for the country. According to a table on COVID-19 alert levels issued by the Ministry of Health, when there are 7 to 9 cases in managed isolation and community transmission is suspected, it's considered a moderate risk and the country should move to alert level 2. Samoa has remained at alert level 1 despite confirming 10 positive cases on Thursday. Under alert level 2, everyone in managed isolation will be required to restart their isolation period, or frontline and supportive workers will be quarantined. The wearing of masks will be mandated and social distancing will be enforced in public places. And that's the news from RNZ Pacific.